Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here we go. Wednesday. And I guess the mild drama we're having at the house right now is we cannot find a dog sitter to watch the dogs when we go play and open for Garth on April 23rd.
Oh, no.
I have two. Someone always stays in my house. When we leave, there's always someone there. And so we have one that we use all the time. Well, it's her birthday, and she's out of town. And I'm like, okay. And we have another one, and she's gone. So we're like, we don't have a third. So I went to Abby and was like, Abby, because we trust Abby to be in the house and watch our dogs. I was like, I will pay you prime, primo. And she's like, I'm running a marathon that day.
Oh, no.
I know. So we're struggling right now.
Cancel the show?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're not going to open for Garth on the 23rd.
You're crazy. We're going to find someone.
I'm just up there with the dogs. I'm just holding them on stage. So that's what we're going through now. We're going to be fine. I may have to go hit up Lexi.
Lexi Hayden.
Old intern. Yeah. But she's like a real artist now. So I feel like.
Yeah.
But that's also a favor as a friend. You know, like a former. I don't know.
Yeah, but she works. Like, it's her job. She needs the money. And she just stayed at my house like 2 weeks ago.
She did.
It's what she wants. She's got to do it. She's got
to
hustle.
A Colorado police department, and other news that's related to this, had to get involved in a pet sitting incident. Fort Collins police posted on social media that a woman named Patricia needed some. This is why I don't get somebody random. Listen to this. Needed someone to watch her pet terrier. The dog's name was Scholar, because she moved to a new house. And so they hired somebody, and then that person took the dog with them.
Oh, yeah, no.
They've been watching the dog for a bit as the move was happening, but they decided they wanted to keep the dog. But once the dog sitter was called out on social media, they finally, after a lot of drama, returned the dog. But she didn't think she was getting the dog back.
Wow.
After police became involved, she dropped this Scholar off at the Humane Society. Wouldn't even go back to the real person. And then she went and picked him up. But wouldn't give the dog back. Wouldn't give the dog back!
Crazy.
That's from Fox News. So that's what I'm trying to avoid. Although, those dogs sometimes get a little annoying. That's the situation, and that's my situation. But we are going to figure it out. And you better believe April 23rd, we're going to be opening up for Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And that nobody's going to care about us, but it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Worst case scenario is Stevenson could help you with the dogs.
Yeah, we need someone to stay at the house.
He's looking for work.
He can stay at the house.
We need someone to stay the night at the house.
He's 11.
All right, time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My mother passed away last year. We were close, but she spent the last years of her life living with my sister. She did not have any valuable assets and did not leave a will, but she did have many personal possessions that she always said should be split between me and my siblings. I've tried to raise the subject about splitting mom's personal effects, but my sister just says there's nothing to split and leaves it at that. My relationship with my sister is more important than some trinkets, but I feel hurt that she's not letting me share in items that will remind me of our mother and that I could hand down to our daughters. How do I delicately handle the situation, Janine? Yeah, that's tough because you're balancing a current relationship, but you would like to have something from the past relationship. I don't know that if she continues to blow you off, there is a way to delicately handle it. I feel like the delicate approach has already been taken, which is going, hey, can I get some stuff? That's delicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know this happened. This stinks. Is there any chance I get a little bit of that? She said, no. Now you have to be a little less delicate. And I think now it's a very, very direct conversation. I know this happened. I know you have this, even if I don't know specifically, and I need some of that. And I think that's less delicate. It doesn't sound like that she has, and they say in this, valuable assets, so you're not going to need an attorney to do this. You either, A, need to have a tough conversation, or you need to break in at night. Those are your two options.
Steal them back.
No, yeah, you're not breaking bad, in at night. Not an option. Don't do that.
I said what I said. Amy, your thoughts.
I mean, I feel so bad that this is not going, you know, as you would assume, like in a healthy way of like, hey, I'd like this, you take that. It's exactly what my sister and I did, and it makes me super grateful that it was easy for us to do it this way. So I hate this for you. But, I mean, everyone grieves differently, and maybe just give her some time. And hopefully after she's processed a little more, she might be more open to getting it. If not, you might need to be a little, less delicate. And let this be a reminder to those of us living that maybe just to do our loved ones a favor, go ahead and write that stuff out and have the tough conversations. Like, my mom actually did do that. Now, granted, we had a heads up she was dying because she had cancer, but she's like, hey, Amy, you take this, Christy, you take that, and we divvied things up. But even stuff she didn't clarify, my sister and I were able to maturely divide.
It doesn't sound like there's a lot of maturity here. I would say, too, you could go and just specifically say what you want if you know there's anything. Like, if you know that there are things, be like, I would really like this. Because that will actually be a direct. And then you can go to her house sometimes when she's not there. You can take it. You guys think I'm kidding. Just take it. She stole it. Why not steal it back?
Cut it in half. You take half. She takes some of that.
No. Bobby's
actually
right. Steal it.
My sister. Yeah,
right. Just steal go it. And take
you,
it.
You just take it. Because
you just take it. She took it.
What is she going to do? Confront you and say, hey, you took mom's stuff? Well, yep. You took it too. So.
Okay, but stop. We can't do. We can't act this way.
Yes, you can. She delicately did it. The second thing is talk about it. Like I just said, go and say, this is not fair. And then if nothing happens then, you have every right to this as well.
Problem is, she says she doesn't want to ruin her sister's relationship.
That's why you steal and don't say anything about it. Then act like you never saw it.
She'll find out. Yeah.
It's not fair for her to have the ones to be stolen from because this is stolen from her. It's okay for someone to steal from her, but she not take it back? You had the delicate conversation. Now you have the mature one. If that doesn't work, you call in the goons. I'm not kidding.
I know I jokingly said, like, cut it in half, but some stuff might be able to be
it's not a pie, broken Amy.
I know, but think about
it's
this.
Rings
what if it
stuff?
Is a pie, though?
It was.
Okay, then cut
like,
that in half.
What about my mom's wedding band that she had with my dad was a band with a diamond, but it was a thick gold band, and we took it to a jeweler and cut it. My sister took the diamond from it, and I took the gold band. So we actually did
divide
that.
Well, you got the bad end.
Well, I don't care, though.
Amy's like, we did it so mature.
Yeah, Amy, she got you there.
Yeah, she got the diamond.
But I love the gold band.
This is what I'm going to say. All of this stinks. I'm sorry your mom passed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry your sister jacked your stuff.
Yeah.
The fact that you have to have this conversation is unfortunate. Delicately, it's not going to work. You need to have a mature conversation and directly say, I would like this if that's okay. If then she says no, you have to either go, well, I'm just not going to get anything, or I'm going to go take it into my own hands like your sister did. But then you can't be mad if you just go, well, there's I'm not getting anything. I'm just going to sit back. So sometimes you have to execute.
Yeah, but don't steal anything.
That's execute.
She stole.
I know,
leave it there. Okay. And you know what two stealings make? A right. All right, we're back to even. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Bring home the bacon with the Sonic Bacon on Bacon quarter pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoke sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Days ago, Eddie and his son, they went to a restaurant. His son got a milkshake, flavored one kind of flavor. He drank half of it and was like, I don't really like this. It wasn't because it tasted weird. It wasn't because he ordered the wrong thing or they messed it up. He just realized, I just don't like this flavor.
He wasn't satisfied with it.
No, no, no. He didn't like the flavor. Yeah. The flavor that he chose.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. He wasn't satisfied.
Yeah. But because he didn't like the flavor.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
And so he drank half. And it wasn't Eddie's son who did this. Eddie said, just take it back and get a different one.
Sure. That's how I was raised.
Even though he drank half, and he made the mistake of ordering a flavor he didn't like.
Yeah, it was perfectly fine.
Right. So we had this big debate. Like, if they mess it up or it's not what they said it was going to be, you can send it back. But if it's exactly what they told you it was going to be and you drink half of it, that's on you. That's my opinion. Okay. Not yours. You're teaching your kid.
Correct.
Chad, real integrity here. So Lunchbox took it into his own hands. And you called different places.
I called restaurants, and I wanted to know how they handle that. Like, what's the policy of the restaurant? Because we can sit here and debate, but we don't work in a restaurant. How do they handle that situation?
I have worked in a restaurant, though, if it matters.
Right, right. But you don't anymore. And I was on Team Eddie because I think Eddie did the right thing with his kid.
Which scares me a little bit.
But do you explain to them it's not because they messed up?
I explained. I said, listen, I order something, and I don't like it. Like, I said, you give me exactly what's on the menu. What I ordered, if I order a catfish sandwich and I take a couple bites of the catfish sandwich, I'm like, not really feeling the catfish sandwich. I'm going to go with the jambalaya.
Okay. Here we go. Here is Lunchbox calling. You've been thinking a lot about New Orleans lately or what?
He likes that Cajun food.
All right, here is Lunchbox calling a breakfast spot.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today? I got a question for you. We're having a debate at work. Let's say I come in and I order some pancakes and I eat like, you know, half the pancakes, and I decide, I don't really like these pancakes. Is it okay to say, you know what, I want something different off the menu?
I think that if someone is halfway through eating something, if they don't like it, then, I don't know, they shouldn't really have to pay for it.
And so
you find out if they like it or not, you know?
Right, so you, as a restaurant, you don't think, oh my gosh, you ordered that, you're paying for it. It's like, hey, if you're not happy,
no, sir.
You can order something off the something else off the menu and not be charged.
Yes, at a good restaurant with, like, good people and stuff, yeah, they'll let you do that.
So then why not go and just eat, order something you like?
Well, that wouldn't be nice.
Eat half of it and then go, you know what, I'm going to go with the jambalaya.
I bet some people do that.
Yeah, trust me, I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
And she might work there. I feel like the people that are running the store versus the people that are working there might have different thoughts.
Agree.
Yeah.
Because she wants a bigger tip.
Right, she wants a bigger tip. Okay, so you don't like that? I call them place and I ask for the manager.
What kind of, what kind of place is this?
It's like a lunch place, like a, I don't know, cafe, whatever you call it.
Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Okay, let's say I come in and I order your catfish sandwich, right? And I take three or four bites and I'm like, this isn't exactly what I was thinking. It doesn't really hit the spot. Can I switch? Can I call the waiter or waitress over and be like, you know, I want to take this back, and can I get the burger? And would you take that catfish sandwich off my bill?
The restaurant's point of view is, at least here, we want to make you happy. But if you go certain places, though, they're not always as accommodating. And also, it's, you know, like if I go to a table and I've been by it three times saying hi and talking to them and they finished everything on the plate and they say, you know, we really didn't care for it. Can I get something else? I immediately would want to make them happy, but I'd say, you know, I've been here three times. I wish you would have told me earlier because now, you know, everybody else is finished, but you know, and I might do dessert for them, but I'm probably not going to take that off. But if they've had just a few bites and it's just not them or they just doesn't set well with them, I'm going to let them pick something else and only charge them for the one item.
Wow, that's good.
Eddie.
So only a few bites. It wasn't half.
Yeah.
How he presented it.
Keep going with that.
And then
keep bringing that part up.
And then I will also say this, and we can settle on this. There's not a lot of integrity in what you guys are suggesting doing.
What do you mean?
There isn't. you ate half. You ordered, again, you knew the flavor. You got the flavor. You didn't like the flavor. They messed up nothing. You made the mistake. They shouldn't have to pay for your mistake. They will because they're in the service industry and they want to keep your business.
It's customer service.
It's not. Yes. It's bad customer.
Yeah, you're a swindler.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait for the documentary about you.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Bobby Boneshell. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Garth Brooks confirmed he's opening a bar and entertainment venue in downtown Nashville. The details are unknown, but Brooks said the goal is a classic honky-tonk that welcomes all and encourages love and kindness. Darius Rucker's 13th annual Darius and Friends Benefit Concert is returning to the Ryman in Nashville. The show will be on June 6th, and tickets will go on sale this Friday. TJ of Brothers Osborne shared that he never likes to watch replays of their performances.
We're so critical of ourselves. It would be hard for me to watch and have a takeaway of thinking like, wow, that was great. I'm sure there'd be some things that I thought were great, but there was always those things where you're like, man, why did I make that face?
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A new tradition has emerged in North Carolina. Last month, Michelle Brooks Thompson was hired to sing the national anthem at a game against the LA Galaxy in soccer. This is in Charlotte. She's singing the national anthem. Technical difficulties, her microphone's out. So the crowd jumps in and finishes the entire song, and it's awesome. Here's a clip of the entire stadium singing. Which is pretty awesome, but my favorite part of that is because the crowd's having to sing the whole thing, you don't have the drunk guys screaming about 7 seconds before the song's over, like, whoa!
Every time.
Because the whole crowd was doing it, so it was hard for the crowd to do that. Great job, crowd, Charlotte. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, Amy's daughter is such a hustler. She's how old now?
She is 14, almost 15.
And for the last few years, it's like she's always trying to make money at school, doing all these little things.
Yeah,
not stealing, by the way. Like, really? Literally hustling or, like, selling food or... So
she's selling her uniform because she's moving on to high school. So she's already found someone to buy her clothes.
I love it. So what
stuff
did,
like that.
What did you find?
So the latest entrepreneurial endeavor from my daughter is I found a list with some of the kids at her school. Like, I knew, recognized some of the names, but there was different dollar amounts next to each name. And when I saw the list, I was like, huh, I wonder what this is about. So I go to her and I say, what's this list with money?
Was it in her phone? Was it on her computer?
Written down.
Handwritten.
Handwritten on her.
Old school.
Stashira stationery.
I like it.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I was looking for that. And I said, well, are you going to tell me what it is? And she kind of gets really quiet and then she's smiling but not talking. And then I'm like, okay, something's up. I said, you need to tell me what this list is about, like right now.
What did you think it was about?
I don't know. I just wanted to know why there was names with money. I knew she probably was up to something.
Were they different dollar amounts?
Yes. Okay. Different dollar amounts, different people. And she said, well, I took your Theragun to school, and a lot of people have been sore because of sports and track.
A Theragun is that thing you may see on TV. It's like, it looks like a little gun, but on the end, it's got a ball, and it goes boom, boom, boom.
Oh, for massaging your muscles.
Muscle recovery.
Yes. That's what a Theragun is.
Yes. So she informed me she had been renting it out, not massaging people, not for them, like, hey, I'll Theragun you for a minute, but she's doing $1 a minute and they take it and they Theragun themselves.
So funny.
And I just had no idea. I had no idea.
How much a minute?
$1 a minute.
It was literally $1 per minute.
Yeah,
that's
one
pretty
girl.
Good.
One girl had it, she was the highest dollar amount, and I was like, what's up with this? She goes, she had it the whole class period. I was like,
massaging her leg.
So I have no idea. I doubt the school knows this is happening. I doubt this is allowed.
Surprised they can take a Theragun period
right.
to school.
Yeah, I don't know, for recovery. I don't know, athletes.
So was she sneaking it out of the house so you wouldn't know?
I don't think she thought she had to sneak. Now, a few days before, she had said something like, I need to take my BB gun to school. And I was like, what? And I realized she misspoke, and she meant my Theragun, not hers. And it, so that is the intent. Like, I'm sure she wanted it for herself, but then she saw a business opportunity.
How much money she made?
She jumped at it. Well, I think the total on the list was maybe around $40-something.
Wow.
But that was before I sort of like pumped the brakes on it.
Why?
I know.
Or get her own.
It can't be.
No, she needs to get her own. If she wants to invest in her business.
Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Or if she wants to use mine, she can pay me a fee.
Oh, so you're letting her though. So we're now to the stage where
I'm discussing because I don't know. Should she be allowed to do this? Because I felt like this, we shouldn't do this. You shouldn't charge your friends to use the Theragun. Like if I was those other kids' parents and I found out they were paying another
They're getting
kid,
a service.
They are.
There's I know, nothing but illegal one girl, happening here. She's in debt like a lot. Yeah. And I'm
that's
like,
life, baby. Hey, as I like to say, that's showbiz, baby.
Okay, so I don't know. I felt like I jumped too quick to say, no, you can't do this. Because then other people have been like, why? Why can't she do it?
Okay, so here's what I would suggest being farther away from your situation. If I were you, I would make her buy her own, or she can have a partner, and I'll be me. I'll buy it for her, ooh, and then you just stay out of it. You're the mom. I'll go into business with her.
Investor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll have Theraguns all over that school. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think until she gets in trouble, which she may not, because I don't know what she's doing wrong unless it's a disruptive in class. Other than that, I don't know why you can't have a massage gun, although they are pretty expensive. It's going to take a lot for her to buy one of these. So I'm happy to buy one for her.
Would you have her up the price a little bit?
Nope, I sure wouldn't.
Okay.
And then we could split it.
50-50?
Her and I.
She's the one doing all the work.
But if I'm buying the entire gun.
He's the investor.
Well, maybe once you're paid back, the percentage change.
No, yes, the royalty
that'll
is.
Yeah. That'll work. Yeah. I think it's hilarious. Let me know what you do regardless. That's so funny to me.
I could tell whenever I shut it down.
So funny.
She was deflated.
Yeah, because
like,
she didn't do anything
she's like,
wrong.
This is my best business idea
yeah,
yet.
It is.
And you're shutting it
that's
down.
That's awesome. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in Hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
There's a video on YouTube, and a lot of kids are watching it. And Eddie, what are your kids, what are your young kids watching on TV? YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube Kids. And it's just a whole grab bag of stuff. All kinds of things.
Eddie and the kids were at my house, and Cocomelon was playing.
They love Cocomelon.
Some song. And Cocomelon's fine, by the way. That's not what I'm getting here.
Okay, good.
Getting to here. But this is the situation. So police have said, parents, watch out. Because Huggy Wuggy is the video. Have you guys seen Huggy Wuggy?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, so your kids could just stumble upon it. Huggy Wuggy is a blue bear. He has razor sharp teeth that sometimes they get sharper as he tries to be scarier.
Oh my gosh.
But Huggy Wuggy is an awesome name, by the way, for like a bear I'd watch as a kid. Huggy Wuggy's warm, fuzzy, but his teeth are sharp, and then his sense of humor gets even more morbid as the video goes along. So kids get onto it thinking it's going to be what they call fictional fun, and then Huggy Wuggy scares the crap out of them. So here is the scare part of a Huggy Wuggy video.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What was I supposed to do?
So what goes into Huggy Wuggy being like, hey, kids, scares the crap out of them.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, it really does.
Anybody running to Huggy Wuggy?
Uh-uh.
No, man. No. I'm not watching everything my kid's watching, but I do have an ear on it. So if I heard something like that, I'd be like, what are you watching? Come over here. Let me see that.
Your kids ever stumble up on anything on YouTube Kids where you're like, wait, that may be a little too much.
Yes. I mean, it's not too much, but there's one where there's just whiny babies, and they're just like, yeah, give me that. Give me that. And I'm like, don't watch that crap, because they're just watching it, and then they're going to say like, oh, well, that. I mean, that's normal, so I'm going to be a whiny baby.
What's the thing your kids are watching where kids are crying? Like at presents.
That's my kids.
Oh, is it your kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it from one of you.
They pull up videos on YouTube of kids that are crying because they don't like their Christmas present.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I don't understand.
So I guess kids, or it could be their birthday, whatever. The parents start filming, like their kid opens their present, they don't like it, so they start throwing a fit about it or crying.
Is it acted out?
And no. And then parents film it, and then I guess the parents put it online. And then, I don't know, it's one of Stashira's favorite pastimes is to search up videos of
kids. Have some of those. It's every Christmas competition when a lunchbox gets a gift. It's every single year.
It's our video that they're watching.
Yeah, it's every year.
I think you guys do it on purpose. Give me crappy gifts, so I'll get mad.
All right, here is a voicemail from Bart in Hot Springs.
Happy birthday, by the way, belated. I love the statement about Morgan number two about her movies. Oh, my God. Can't believe she hasn't seen Austin Powers. Oh, my God. Go home. We're big Siri. Love your show. Bye-bye. Alexa, hang up. Alexa, cancel.
He had a lot going on in that call.
What time did that come
in? I don't know. I don't have time here.
That's so funny.
Yes, the next movie Morgan has been assigned to watch is Austin Powers.
Yes.
Because she had never seen it before. Eddie, I'm going to play this voicemail from Jennifer in Austin, but
okay.
Don't be triggered.
Why? What's going to happen? What's
just
going on?
Just stay calm and respond.
Okay.
And don't get angry. Just collect your thoughts and deliver a statement back to her.
Okay.
Here we go. This is Jennifer in Austin.
I had a question for Eddie. Eddie, you said you were speaking at the gala this weekend, and you posted on Instagram that it was a gala and that it meant a lot to you, but I'm just wondering why you're wearing jeans, and also, can you not take off your hat for a gala? Love all that you do for your kids. Think it's awesome, but just wondering if you maybe should upgrade it for some slacks. All right, thanks.
Okay, Eddie, just calm, deep breath.
Okay, take a deep breath.
All right.
I mean, what? Why
no,
do
no,
I?
No, I mean, no, no. Okay. Take a deep breath again. Go ahead.
I don't understand why I would have to get dressed up. I'm the speaker. I'm not attending the gala.
Stop you. That's already terrible logic, but go ahead.
They're all wearing tuxedos and nice stuff. I'm not wearing that. I'm the speaker.
You do have a hoodie on.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you kind of look awful.
He has on like a hoodie t-shirt. Like I didn't.
No, 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 no. With a cool designer jacket.
No, I gave you that jacket.
I know, right? That's cool.
It is a cool jacket.
They don't show my shoes. I had really nice shoes on, too.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would have dressed up a little more.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they got dressed up. They're attending the gala or however you pronounce that, the gala. And then it's like, oh, cool. Look there. Here's this cool guy about to tell a story. He doesn't belong here because he's telling a story.
What, you think you're cool?
Yeah, but that was my whole thing, to kind of look cool. You know, I had a hoodie on. It was like half dressy, half cool.
It's not that's dressy at all. You're in jeans and a hoodie.
Black jeans. I think black jeans are very dressy.
I think she has a point. I didn't realize that. I think you could have done jeans with like a jacket and a button-up shirt without a tie.
And then can we address the hat situation?
You can. I won't, but go ahead.
I like wearing the hat. It makes me comfortable. Yeah. If I take my hat off, I'm going to be worried that people are going to be making fun of my head.
I think the hat's fine. Okay. Yeah, I think there's an appropriate hat for all different times.
Thank you. I could have gone a nicer hat. I feel like you just wore your hat that you wear every day.
No, it looks like an... Oh, is that your Pimpachoy hat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you probably should have it.
Better hat? Okay.
Live and learn.
All right.
I've done this too many times.
But since they're all wearing tuxes, I have to wear a tux?
No, but Eddie, we just said...
We just gave you a rundown.
Okay. Yeah. I think she just expected me to dress just like that.
No, you just had elevated up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. And I said button up and you say button down.
Yeah, I know. Weird.
Weird. All right. Eddie, you feel good?
No.
No, okay.
I don't.
All right, there you go.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I thought it'd be fun to share odd tax deductions that people have gotten away with. Yeah, taxes need to be filed by...
It's all lunchbox. it's all this is over the years. All of his weird tax plays.
Yeah, tax day is coming up April 18th, so don't forget to file, but also keep these things in mind. Like a swimming pool may be deducted if it's a medical expense, but you have to go through hoops for that one.
Yes, because maybe you broke something. You have a medical condition where you need pool therapy.
Water rehab.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or in my case, you just need to like walk into your
that
pool
ain't gonna work,
for
Amy.
A therapeutic
mental breakdown does not help.
Experience. If you have a guard dog or a cat serving as quote unquote pest control.
Please write off your cat.
That's hilarious.
Your guard cat, please.
So you may be able to deduct pet food because my cat keeps pests away.
The problem is if they do an investigation, you're going to lose. Like people may get away with it because they didn't check. And you file it and someone didn't comb over it. Hmm. And then it's like, look at this. It worked. But I think if someone real, they're not going to give you a guard cat and let you get away with that.
I'm not sure how this one got through, but breast implants have successfully been deducted.
Dancers.
So you can research that.
No, literally.
What?
Like nudie dancers.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
It's for their work.
A gas station owner in Oklahoma successfully deducted beer used in a promotion for his business.
Nice.
Anything to promote a business. Or like Lunchbox does, which by the way, Lunchbox makes money every single year. Is that still a thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's gone down a little bit because they've tightened the rules, but...
Why do you do your hands like they tighten the rules like it's some new...
They tighten the screws. You know, they made this. Oh, you can't write that off. You can write that off. But now I can write my dog off. I can write...
It's a guard dog, right?
Yeah. Guards my house.
How much do you think you made last year?
Last year was like $7,000. A little down.
Wow.
What about the year before?
I believe it was 9,000.
And what's the biggest year you've ever had?
I think 12, almost 13.
And that's because you do your own taxes?
Do my own taxes, and I use an online tool, and you write off gas to work. You can write off, you know, if you get food and you bring it to work, that's a work expense.
Really?
Yeah.
As long as you eat it in the building?
Yeah, because you're working.
Interesting.
Like if you're at work and you go to lunch and you come back to work, or you're out doing work, yep.
But like when are you doing all this work? I've never seen you do all this work ever.
When do you go to lunch and come back to work?
Every once in a while.
No, never.
Never seen that.
Scuba Steve looked out and was like, never. I've never seen lunch.
If I go to lunch with Eddie or Ray, that's a work lunch.
It's not. It's friends.
No, they're coworkers, and we talk about work a little bit.
They Amy. Talk about Sore Losers podcast.
What else you got,
good
Amy?
To go. Okay, so I'm starting to think I just need to stop making phone calls. And Bobby, you've been on to something.
Especially to me.
What?
I like it when you text me. Because if you call, I know I got to spend 45 minutes right there on
but
the
But I
phone.
Started Minimum. To give you the voice memos.
And you leave 45-minute voice memos that are just like on and on and on at the end. It's like, hey, call me back. It's like, what is it about what she was talking about? Go ahead.
Well, I saw an article that I thought you would love, and it said spoken phone calls are becoming notably less popular for younger generations. 8 in 10 people now prefer text, instant messaging, or video calls over a phone call. So like FaceTime.
I even like a FaceTime. I'll do a FaceTime. Unless I don't really know you and you send me one unsolicited. Then I'm like, why are they FaceTiming me? There's only a small circle that I will accept a FaceTime call from out of the wild. You know, people here and Caitlin, and that's about it. You know, I have maybe a couple other friends, but a weird FaceTime from somebody you don't know that well. It's like, what? Is that an accident?
You know what young people are also doing? They're scheduling phone calls. So like if there is a phone call to be had, it's like, hey, does this time work for you? Like even if it's a friend, it's like, hey, can you talk at 2 p.m. or?
No. That's what I say.
Okay. No chance.
All right, what else?
So Tim McGraw is a pilot. Like, he has his license, but he's always down for a Griswold-style road trip. He says he has a 15-year-old Cadillac Escalade that he loves, and he calls it his Griswold family cruiser. And now that both his daughters are on the West Coast, they've road tripped it out there from Nashville to California. Could you imagine if you're working at a gas station and Tim McGraw and Faith Hill come rolling through for some gas?
Yeah, I can't imagine it, but it'd be cool.
It'd be really cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Truck stop?
Yeah, I'd be like, there's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. I'm imagining it now.
I know. Yeah. That was easy. Pretty cool, yeah. And speaking of being out on the road, his tour kicks off at the end of the month, which is super fun. And he's taking Russell Dickerson, Alexander Kay, and Brandon Davis out on the road with him.
I saw his show 1883 did not get renewed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it got canceled after one season.
Sad. You're breaking news right now to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Did you like it?
I did.
I never started it because I didn't want it to last one season and then me just feel unfulfilled.
Well, there you go.
So,
that's what happened.
Sadly, that show is not coming back.
Oh, that's such a bummer. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
If you sleep better, your life is just better because you're healthier. You're nicer, your attitude, like everything is just better. So you need a good bed. And I tell you, I love my Sleep Number. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? That's a great question. Well, because every day starts the night before. Knowing more about your sleep helps you achieve your best quality sleep for your overall health and well-being because it is so important. You know, getting good sleep is great, but you got to get enough sleep as well, like between 7 and 9 hours, and everybody's a little bit different. But the tip that I give folks is, try to avoid eating big meals or heavy snacks before you go to sleep because your body's still trying to digest while you're sleeping and you won't sleep as good, but you need that Sleep Number bed. My Sleep IQ score is 70. My Sleep Number setting is 30. You're going to love it. Choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number. Every great day starts the night before. And now save up to $800 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/bones.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this family recently decided to get a dog. They were like, hey, yeah, let's add this little addition to our family. Well, good thing they did because Cooter the dog saved their lives. There was a fire that started on the porch or something and it spread to the interior of the house and they were all asleep. But Cooter started barking like crazy. It woke them up and every single family member was able to escape the house because he barked.
Good for Cooter. You know, I wonder if they named it Cooter or it came... It came Cootered.
I don't think it came that way.
I don't know.
For sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting. I think had we adopted a dog, and we did, Eller, but she didn't have a name. She was so young. Had we adopted Cooter, the name would have been changed by Caitlin. I'd have been like, that's the best name ever heard in my life. we need Cooter 2 as well. We need Cooter 3. We need all Cooters. But I just have a feeling she would have kind of said, I think we're going to change.
Yeah, and I think that's okay to do it.
Unless it's older.
Dogs?
I don't know. Of all the names and all the dogs, Cooter might be my favorite. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
In your This Might Be an Alien news of the day, a U.S. warship chased by two car-sized balls of light. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
They can't explain it. The documentary filmmaker that produced a movie about a U.S. Navy encounter says he's been given another tip that a different U.S. Marine, highly decorated, no instances of him going on the crazy train or going to Loopyville. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said there were two car-sized balls of light following him in training exercise this last October, and he cannot explain it. He doesn't know what they are. There's no chance it was anything we did, and he doesn't think it was anything that Russia did or China.
But just because he's never driven down the loony lane doesn't mean he can't become a driver down the loony lane. Like, what if this is the first time?
You're saying he just got his license.
Come on, what do you say?
I think there has to be always the first time that you're
correct.
Loony.
Yeah, but why now?
There's
a lot of these stories. I'm just saying something's up. I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm not saying it's aliens.
Then what are you saying?
I'm nothing. Imagine I didn't say anything, okay? Just another story. All right, let's go over to Amy and get in that morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of ring did the rabbit give his girlfriend?
What kind of ring did the rabbit give his girlfriend?
24 carats.
That was the morning corny.
I feel like that's a joke that the pilgrims told. Like, it's that, for sure. Like, you know, old
the pilgrims?
School. Yeah.
They're all laughing around the table. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Harvey and his jokes. Yeah.
No, they did that belt buckle one.
What was that one?
I don't remember. Okay, something there about, we have like, it. Oh, where's my belt buckle? It's on your hat. Or I don't
So we're all going to share ours, but I'll read you a few here. BuzzFeed asked married people in their community to share all two real marriage advice. They were like, you're talking to somebody who's never been married. What's the really real advice that you share with them? All right, here's one. Don't marry the person you get along well with. Marry the person you fight well with. That sounds terrible.
Well, being able to fight clean.
Well, you can do both. Yes, fighting clean is good, but if you don't get along with them, you're going to fight all the time.
Correct.
I understand the sentiment, but I think you do marry the person that you can exist wonderfully with.
Yes.
I don't think you have to get along and be, you know, gaga goo goo all the time.
Because you're going to argue.
Yes.
A lot.
Here's
one. A lot.
The most valuable piece of advice I received was, you are vowing to stay together. You are not vowing to stay the same people. She said, my husband and I are not the same people we were 13 years ago. It's been wonderful growing with him. That's interesting that you grow and you change and you have to figure out how to stay together. Even
and you're allowed
changes.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Learn to let some stuff go. Don't stay mad forever about something that probably isn't a big deal in the grand scheme of things. I mean, I hear you. I'm not very good at that one. Because I'm 9 years old when it comes to that. Okay, so that's some of their brutally honest marriage advice. I will go first. I've been married since July of last year, so not even a year. So mine mostly has to do with the wedding because I'm still figuring out marriage in general. I think we probably all are, but especially for me, don't stretch yourself for a wedding. Don't do it. If you don't have it or you can't easily get it and pay it back, don't stretch yourself for the wedding. It's awesome. The wedding day, our wedding day was amazing. And I, in every way, loved every second of it. But after having it, it will stay amazing. But all the little things that you worry so much about, they don't really matter the day of. The color of, you need to have exactly the kind of plates or chair. So if you don't have it, don't stretch yourself. You're going to have all that fun based on the people that are there that love you and the fact that you are getting married to someone you love. Let that be the center of your fun, not the next 3 years trying to pay it back. That's my advice. Don't stretch yourself for the wedding.
Good.
That's number one. Amy.
I would say you can go to bed mad. You hear all the time. Like,
good.
Yeah. Don't go to bed mad at each other. Resolve it before you go to sleep. But it's like sometimes what you both need is sleep. So it's okay if you go to bed, you calm down, you have time to think, and then you try to resolve it the next day.
All right, tell Caitlin, you can go to sleep mad at me because I'll go play video games.
That's why you say it.
Eddie.
Yeah, embrace the in-laws and how different they can be. than you.
How different they can be.
It's very interesting. When you get married, you were raised a certain way and you believe certain things, but then you're married in an entirely different family. So your wife or your husband has a whole family behind them that has lived life completely different than you, and you have to embrace that, because when you have kids, they're going to have some of those DNA things. It's going to be crazy. You're going to say, oh my gosh, like, her father-in-law, my father-in-law does what my son does, or my son's just exactly like her father-in-law. So things like that, it's okay that they're different. They're going to annoy you, but just embrace it.
By the way, I've been married for less than a year. We should say how long, Amy?
I've, 15 or something years?
Yeah, over 15 years.
Lunchbox, how long have you been married?
6 years.
And your advice?
Is it's okay to still look at other people.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
What do you look at other people?
Like, check other people out.
Like chicks. You're looking at chicks.
Looking at chicks, or, you know, if you're the wife, you're looking at dudes. It's okay to look at chicks and dudes and realize the grass isn't always greener. Like, you look at that, like my wife's at the park and she sees a dad over there and she's like, man, he's so hot, or I wonder if life would be great with him.
She says he's so hot, I wonder if life would be great with him.
She probably thinks that in her head. And you had to realize that, you know what? They have different things that are make them crazy, make them weird, and that your life is not always better just because you're looking at other people. But I say you can still check out other people, but realize the grass isn't greener.
So if, let's say, a very attractive woman walked by.
Yeah. Take a look.
Would you turn your head and look at her? She walked by if you're walking with your wife.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's like, the grass is browner.
No.
So it cancels
it out?
Yeah.
So he's back to even?
Interesting.
But would you go, wow, and turn your head like a full
And my wife would be like, oh, you think she's attractive? Yeah. She's a good looking lady.
Okay.
And you just tell
her. I have a feeling that's not what happened.
This can't happen.
Yeah.
Why? Guys.
And this is bad advice. So for people listening.
Oh, true. Okay, yeah. I was beyond that. I was just thinking this can't happen.
How is it bad advice? Yeah.
But hasn't Eddie said he does this?
Eddie wears sunglasses so he didn't get busted.
No,
but
no,
that's
I don't.
Different than turning your head. And
I walk behind my wife so she doesn't see what I'm looking
at.
My point is.
But so what you're saying is it's good to keep looking at other women.
No.
My point isn't
why
that
you
can look or not look. My point is, do you advertently go, wow, and just look.
Yeah, just imagine. Yeah, like if we're in the car, you know, she's sitting shotgun and there's a girl walking down the sidewalk. I'm like, oh, whoa.
No,
you make noises too?
You do that noise?
I probably don't do the oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. So he's already embellishing.
Well, so there's your advice.
Oh, boy.
We'll end with that one.
And none of us are experts.
I've been pretty good for 6 years.
For less than a year, I've been doing pretty good. Hey, Bobby here. If you want quality car insurance at a price you can afford, go with The General Insurance. Switch to The General, and you could save over $500 on car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, we have a lot of listeners that work in customer service, and I'm going to put one on just so she can talk with us, Amy. Because okay. I'm sure she'll have some input. This mm-hmm. is Katie. Let's put her on. Katie, thank you for calling the show. If you don't mind, would you listen to this conversation that Amy and I have, and then you chime Absolutely. In with your expertise. Okay. Amy, tell me what happened.
So I'm on the phone with customer service, and I will admit that it was a lengthy call, and there was some confusion, and, you know, just when we're about to...
What kind of product, though? You got to...
I'm having trouble logging into an account and getting in, and nothing seems to work with what I'm doing. And honestly, he was very kind and helpful, but then right when I feel like we're getting somewhere and he's going to like transfer me, we get disconnected. And I just felt like I wondered if he was just over me and kind of wanted to move on. And just accidentally, quote unquote, hung up on me so that we got disconnected because I have no way to call back. I have to start the process completely over with a new customer service rep.
So you think he may have been like, this is just too much. I'm going to act accidentally.
Yeah, like he wasn't rude. I felt like we were having a good conversation. And I will admit it was a bit much. So maybe I thought, I don't blame him if he just hung up on me and blamed it on disconnection because I made me wonder.
Hey, I'm cutting out. About to go under a bridge.
Yeah,
like a bridge is going to do it.
It just made me wonder if customer service people would call and be honest with us if they've ever had an annoying phone call or client or person on the other end of the line that they just,
didn't like.
Disconnect from. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I was nice, by the way.
Katie, can you give us a vague description of where in customer service you work or have worked?
Yeah, I work in medical billing. So they call in asking about their bills and we have to answer questions. They might be mad about their bill or whatever the case may be.
If it is a customer who is angry or sad or just complicated, do you ever accidentally get disconnected?
No, because our system can tell, like our supervisor, they can tell who hung up the phone. So if the patient calls back in and they're like, hey, someone hung up on me, they can tell that we hung up on them. Like the system tells them who hangs up the phone. So I haven't. I know other people in my department have, though. So possible that they hung up on you. But it also, our phones and a lot of customer service work off of the internet. So it could be they lost internet connection. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but I mean, yes, it's technically possible he hung up on you.
What do you put the percentage at? You know, if 100% means for sure they hung up on Amy for that reason, and 0% it was just an accident. What do you put the percentage at that he probably hung up on Amy? Let's not forget, Amy talks a long time and doesn't give people a chance to talk sometimes.
Okay, Amy, were you like in the middle of talking, or like was the conversation going when the call dropped?
Yeah, so he had me going to look something else up on my computer, and just as I'm about to do it, it's like, and I'm like, hello? Like, oh. No, the call was very long. And so I was like, you know what? He probably just saw this going nowhere and he hung up on me, and I don't blame him. Because, I mean, if I could have hung up, I would have.
I would say with that one, it was a little bit more than 50% if she was in the middle of trying to fix something that he was recommending that she do.
Well, we appreciate that insight, Katie. For what you do, it sounds like it's hard to hang up on somebody unless...
But she did say people in her department have done it.
And I wonder if that's like, well, I got a friend who did that, but really, you know? Yeah. Hey, Katie, thank you. Have a great day. Hope it's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. You all too.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go over to Jessica in Alabama, who is on the phone. Hey, Jessica, you just heard the whole situation. Your thoughts?
Morning, studio.
Morning. Go ahead, Jessica.
Oh my gosh, she got disconnected.
What do you think? Oh, we did lose her.
It does happen, guys.
That's Ray hanging up on her.
That's her.
It was
example.
Like her phone's cutting out. I don't know. Ray, you didn't hang up on her, right?
She's still there.
Well, no, she's gone. Up. Yeah, she's gone. Let's do one more then. Let's go over to Josh in Louisiana. Hey, Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
And I'm still here, so that's great.
Nice.
But, Amy, I think that he probably just either hit a wrong button or a transfer and lost connection, because I've been in customer service for about 18 years, and I've never had that situation where I had to hang up on somebody or stop the conversation because it was just going bad. It would either be transferring to a supervisor or moving the conversation somewhere else, because it's honestly incredibly unprofessional to hang up on somebody, and it will be found out for the most part.
Oh, Josh, appreciate that. Okay. Sounds to me, I still think you get hung up on a purpose, but... There's some other people's opinions.
Well, I had no idea some companies have checks and balances like that, and they have a way to know if they're...
And they say, we're recording every call.
Yeah.
They do say that.
They're not recording this. I'm never going to listen to this back.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last December, 14-year-old Kyle was in his house in Tennessee when a tornado went ripping through, and he broke every vertebra in his back. And they were like, man, we don't know if you're ever going to walk again. If you are, it's going to be a long road to recovery. And he said, you know what? Every day, physical therapy. Finally getting discharged from the hospital, and he's walking out of there. And his school surprised him by chartering a bus to the hospital. And his classmates waiting outside all give him a standing ovation.
Wow, how old was he?
14.
Man, that tornado must have hit that place hard.
Yeah.
Did things fall on him, does it say?
It just says it ripped his house to shreds.
Wow. Jeez.
Well, lucky he lived. And then great for him to, you know, battle that and come back and be able to walk out of there. That's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
NewZequil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is a melatonin-free sleep aid made with clinically studied plant-based ingredients to help promote better restorative sleep. Sleep this good, feel this good.
Lunchbox's haunted doll and that update in the next segment. But this segment is the most important one we do all day. It's time for the stories of the day.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
So Google is starting a full-scale drone delivery to Dallas homes.
Cool.
They have identified where they're going to start doing this. It's going to be basically a test, but on a massive scale. So...
Wing, a company owned by Google, will begin its first full-scale drone delivery service later this week in Dallas. And you're talking about Amazon, Walmart, on and on and on, have been testing these in very small, even neighborhoods. But now they're going full city, let's go. If this is the case, the FAA has said they're going to relax rules on drone flying and air traffic in that way.
Oh, man.
There still will be rules, but they're going to allow more drone flying commercially.
They're going to be
What are you saying, oh, man, for?
Well, because, like, drones can't be, I don't know, it just seems like in the airspace sometimes it's tricky or scary or spot, like, using drones and going over and people looking in their neighbor's yard and different things. Like,
oh, yeah, this is going to ruin Earth for sure. But, but hey, we're going to get our packages earlier.
Fast.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine. The drones won't go as high. I guess to Amy's point, the only thing would be people probably can fly other drones now without you knowing which drone is up there. But I don't think right now it's going to be something we have to worry about, because you got to be pretty smart to run a drone.
Yeah. Relatively. I don't know.
Isn't it like a remote control car?
Yeah,
but I've tried. I've not been good for me.
Yeah, but you're smart in other ways.
I don't need you to, like, coddle me. And, like, hey, boo-boo, you okay? People like you. I don't need that. But, yes, that's that situation. Also in the news, iHeart Country Live with Miranda Lambert, hosted tonight by Amy. She is celebrating her new Las Vegas residency, Velvet Rodeo, and iHeart Country Station, 7 p.m. local time, wherever you are, or watch online, youtube.com/iHeartRadio, Amy and Miranda Lambert doing that. As we told you, Taylor Swift will receive an honorary doctorate from New York University at the graduation ceremony May 18th in Yankee Stadium. She's also set to address the students, and now it seems that a lot of the Swifties are buying all the tickets to be at graduation.
Oh, hilarious.
That's a funny ticket to scalp if you didn't really want to go, and you have them, but some of the tickets are going for as much as $500 now.
Oh, my gosh.
So people that have extra tickets to that graduation are selling them, going, hey, I don't have these people that are going to come, so I'll sell them to you. And because Taylor's going to be there, they are buying them. That is from Insider, which, by the way, we have heard Lunchbox has a problem with Taylor Swift getting an honorary doctorate. Why again?
Because she's done nothing to earn it.
Except everything.
No, she hasn't.
Okay.
You don't get college degrees because you're successful in the world.
But you do get college degree. First of all, it's honorary, but you do get college degrees if you know something from the world and you go in and go, this is what I know, and they go, oh, wow.
Okay, why don't we just give her an honorary associate's degree? Why do we give her a doctorate? You know what I mean?
But all of it would be the same to you if you said she didn't work for it.
Or she didn't work for it. Exactly.
What level does it matter?
But she wouldn't. It doesn't sound cool to get an honorary associate.
I'll take one. I'll take five of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
Would take one. That's what's ridiculous.
Absolutely stupid.
Again, you would take one, right?
How many college classes?
You would take one, though,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay.
But she's
right,
taking next zero college classes.
I think it's great she's getting it. From Forbes, their new billionaires list has been released. The top five are: at number five, Warren Buffett; at number four, Bill Gates; at number three, Louis Vuitton Sephora boss Bernard Arnault is at number three. He's the only one I didn't know.
Yeah, who is that guy?
I told you, the Louis Vuitton and Sephora boss.
Got it, I thought Louis Vuitton was one of them.
Yeah, you thought it was actually Louis?
Yes. I had no idea.
Jeff Bezos at two and Elon Musk at number one. Some others: Spielberg, Oprah, Kardashian, Jay-Z, Tyler Perry. There are 2,668 billionaires.
Wow.
Tyler Perry's a billionaire?
I can't believe there are that many billionaires.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, and finally, a mother of six who didn't know she was pregnant gave birth on the bathroom floor. Now, this is a mom of six, right? So you would imagine in your head that, and in my head, that you would know what it felt like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not someone who's just not wanting to have a baby so bad that they're thinking they're not so much that they feel like they're
denial.
Not.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance I'm having a baby right now. So you just, nope.
Mm-hmm.
However, not the case. A mother has given birth to her sixth child. She thought she was bloated and thought she needed the toilet. And if that's the case, I might be pregnant now.
Every day.
Except for you don't have a uterus, so.
Are we sure?
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't know about
that. Some of our listeners. Adrienne Grayson, 33, from Dallas, Texas, started feeling bloated and having stomach cramps. And she mistook being in labor for needing to go to the toilet. And the craziest thing is the baby came out almost 7 pounds.
So it was full term baby. Wow.
7 pounds.
She said, with my other pregnancies, I had all the regular symptoms, but I had nothing with Toilito. That's his name, Toilito?
Stop
I made that
it.
Up.
It's, Stop
it's,
it.
It's, it's Apollo.
Dude, that is hilarious.
I just thought Toilito would be funny to say.
Toilito.
Oh, we call them flush.
That's from the Daily Mail, but there you go. That's the deal. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
On the phone right now is Alex in Texas, and we were talking about Eddie at this gala because the listener said, hey, Eddie, we saw pictures of you talking at this gala, and you're way underdressed. And Eddie was like, well, I had a hoodie on with a jacket.
It's a nice jacket.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, but your jeans were... And so we all came together and collectively said, yeah, you probably could have 25% up to the look with just a button-up shirt and a jacket.
So instead of the hoodie, a button-up shirt probably would have done it.
Sure, yeah. And so, but we have on Alex who wants to talk about that. Alex, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I was part of the gala that Thursday night, and I didn't think Eddie was... I'd say more he was like at a 75%. There were some people that were 400. Actually, it was cocktail attire, so it wasn't like a full gala. So there was people at 100%, and then there was people that we were like, you just rolled out of your truck. So I should have worn cowboy hats and boots. So, no, it was not. And
But go ahead. I get it. I understand. Cocktail attire, yes, that's pretty fancy. But you're the guy. People are looking
I
at you.
I love that she was there, you know, and she kind of saw the whole room. Because honestly, when I got there, Bones.
But you're not supposed to play to the lowest part of the room.
Well, no, I know that. I know that. But I didn't really know what to expect. So when I rolled up, I started looking around like, oh, wow, I see tuxes. Like, I see suits.
Always, if you're just a general rule about a party, a dinner, a graduate, whatever. Wherever you think, oh, I don't know how to dress, always dress slightly above where you're confused about. If there's a spot you think, I think this is how I'm supposed to dress, but I'm not sure, always go like one level a little more than that because you'd rather be slightly overdressed than slightly under because slightly under, you're like, oh, man. I've done it all the time. I've showed up and I'm like, oh, this sucks. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So now I just, if I'm confused, I okay, where do I think the line is? Well, since I don't know, I'm going to go a click above it.
Especially if you're on stage.
Especially if you're on
speaking.
Stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what you did was, hey, Boo Boo, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
I just want you to know we're proud of you for what you did.
Thank you.
And it was great. And this is just friends saying,
yeah,
you can do better.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Especially because in his caption, he's like, this is something I want to do regularly.
Yeah, the speech, not my dress.
Yeah.
Right. So now you know moving forward.
You do better, Bubba, next time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Button up shirt.
Alex, thank you for the call. Eddie is glad you called.
Thank you.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye bye. We still think you're a good guy.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you.
And we didn't bring it up. The caller did.
She was there, though.
We just piled on. No, earlier.
Yeah, it's the earlier caller.
Next up, Lunchbox's Haunted Doll. We'll give you the update. I did pay you last night. Did you see it come across?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Because I didn't want him to come in today and go, I never got paid, so I didn't do it. Because my Venmo was messing up yesterday, so I paid him last night, luckily. And so we will find out if Lunchbox did the Bloody Mary in the bathroom with the lights off with the haunted doll. Next. When looking back at the world in 2021, a lot of cyber stuff. Places getting hacked. A lot of information being released in a data breach. Like I saw a big LinkedIn story, like over 700 million users were affected. If our stuff's on the internet, people are going to try to find a way to get to it. You know, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. You know, every day we put so much information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours. The good thing is there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number being for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. This is very important. I have it. I trust it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com, promo code BONES for 25% off. The doll has been at your house for almost 1 week.
Almost a week. Still there.
Made good money from Amy.
Good money from Amy. Thank you, Amy.
Have you spent it?
No, not yet.
And so I've been paying him every day to do little challenges. So Lunchbox has a haunted doll. We bought it off of eBay.
Yeah, it's called the Crying Boy. And if you look at him, it does look like he has tears coming down his cheeks.
And the person who owned it said that anytime the crying boy was around, they felt really sad. The shoes would come off of it. Has that happened to you?
I haven't seen the shoes come off yet, no.
It has shoes on it, though, right?
Yeah, but maybe it's waiting to get comfortable.
Well, so the doll's been at Lunchbox's house for a week, and it started with Lunchbox's wife going, I don't feel right about this. Like, she said that over the weekend, she had some
like some angst.
Yes, she was in a bad mood all weekend, and she blamed the doll.
Has she still been in a bad mood?
A little bit. A little cranky.
You think it's about the doll?
I think it's about the doll. I think she feels uncomfortable and she feels uneasy, and so she can't relax in our own house.
Then your dog bled like crazy.
I bled all over the house like a stuck pig.
What?
What was that?
I don't
when you're killing a pig, you stick it and it bleeds everywhere, guys.
Boy. Okay.
Wow.
You ever been a part of one of those?
No, I've seen it on TV.
Okay.
What shows are you watching? Okay, is there anything else to add to the things that are happening?
Yeah, yesterday the gate on the fence blew open. And it has a lock on it, but dog got out for 30 minutes.
You're telling me that sucks.
Yeah, my wife calls me. She's like, "Oh, Waldo's gone. The gate. Did you leave the gate open?" I'm like, "How would I leave the gate open? I'm at work." And she said, "Well, the gate's open. Waldo's gone." She drove around the neighborhood, and he was like a block away in someone else's yard. Just
there was a lock on the gate.
Lock
Are
on the gate.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
And nobody unlocked. Who would have come into your yard? Anybody?
Exactly. No one would have come into my
yard.
Like
the meter guy wasn't reading of that.
Not that I know of.
What?
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea, but the gate was open. Dog gone.
Dog's back though now?
Dog's back.
Oof.
This doll's messing with the dog.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, why is it messing? Like, bad things are happening to the dog.
Yeah.
No, that's
two.
You.
Dog
that's
two,
you.
Wife one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, dog ooh, two. Best money I ever spent.
You're next.
So, he'll be bringing the doll back tomorrow, but don't bring it in the studio.
No. I'll put in Eddie's Jeep.
No, you're not.
No, you don't believe me.
Just don't bring it in the building.
I won't bring it in the building.
Say no to the Jeep.
I don't care what you do. Just don't put it in the building.
Okay. All right.
So, this is the challenge I gave Lunchbox last night. I said, take the doll, go into the bathroom, and hold the doll and say Bloody Mary three times in front of the mirror with the lights out. And if he did, I'd pay him $20. So, is that accurate as to what you did?
Yeah, you told me to bring a candle in there because you wouldn't be able to see the video. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell that I had the doll. So, yeah, I took a candle in the bathroom, and I wanted to do it during the day. But my Venmo payment didn't come in until nighttime, which makes it a little creepier that it's nighttime and I have to do it. Like,
did
daytime?
You do that on purpose, Bobby?
No, I tried to pay him in the studio yesterday. My Venmo's been... My bank's not allowing me to pay stuff.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So, yeah, so it's nighttime.
I'm a little stressed.
Sorry, dude.
You need to borrow 20?
Yeah, maybe. Back. You just loan it to me back. Okay, so here's the audio. This is the clip of Lunchbox spinning around doing Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
When you were done, anything?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Well, it's not instantaneous. From what I know about Bloody Mary, it takes her time.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one thing I was worried about. I was like, all right, now when's it going to hit? And I sat there for a minute. I was like, all right.
The day before, you also asked it all to curse you for 30 days.
You may curse me for 30 days. And then that's when bad stuff started happening to the dog.
Okay, so this is where we are now. He's going to bring it back. He's going to just get it out of his house tomorrow.
Yes, but tomorrow.
We've heard people say that you should burn the doll.
Mm.
Good and bad things could happen if you burn the doll. How do you feel about burning the doll?
I mean, how much are we talking?
Well, I'm just asking how you
feel. Well, I mean, I don't like it. I think that's really, like, that is double messing with it. Like, not only are you ending the doll's existence, but those spirits are going to be real mad because they have nowhere to live, and they're going to be coming looking for me.
Well, so you've got $15 and $20. So for $25, we need you to set the doll on fire.
$25?
Yeah. That's pretty good. It's up every time.
No, it needs to be more than $25 to burn a haunted doll where the spirits will have to find somewhere else to live. You've got to be out of your mind. Only $25.
All right. Well, just bring it back tomorrow then.
Okay.
I mean,
what? It's easy money. What are you doing?
Yeah, you already got. Add it to the money you got from me. Look at this as a whole, not just like this individual.
Okay,
Amy, thing.
$25, burn it.
Well, she's not involved in
that. Not my doll
anymore.
Okay,
$27.50.
$26, get out of here. $250 ain't making the difference. That doll, come on.
It's not $250, it's $27.50 difference.
Yeah. Sorry, hey, no deal.
Okay. Well, you've had a good run with the doll.
I did have a good run.
Yes, I'll add the money to make it an even 30.
Okay.
Make it an even 50, we got a deal.
What?
No way. I already paid you too much.
Just saying, hey, make it even 50 and we're good to go. We'll get that match out.
And you'll burn the doll completely.
Completely.
And you'll video the whole thing.
Whole thing. I mean, we'll have a campfire.
Okay.
I may roast a hot dog.
50. Wow. You got it from me.
Oh, maybe 100?
No, 50. You call. You, this is not how you do negotiations.
You just said make it 100.
You can't say something. If people come there, you can't go higher then.
Yeah.
So you said 50.
Dang it.
I matched your 50 because honestly, do you accept it?
Ah, man, what were you going to go to?
No. Do you accept it? You said it. Do you accept it?
I mean, I'd rather go 100.
No. I'd rather have wings in my butt and fly out of here, but we can't do that.
What?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. 50, yes or no? You already said 50, so I met your request.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it.
You do. Okay.
How much were you willing to go?
Hold on. I'm going to pay you right now.
How much were you willing to go?
I'm going to pay you, and you have to burn the doll and video you burning the doll.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What were you willing to go to?
I'm going to get there. Hold on, buddy. Let me do this.
You can do it in the fireplace, lunchbox?
No. Okay. Got to do it outside.
Burn.
Front porch.
Doll.
Front porch?
Oh, no, but not front porch.
Oh. This was the biggest one, obviously, and now you've been paid, so voila.
I mean, he walked away from this whole thing.
Yeah, I had 125 written here, but you jumped it.
You settled, dude.
50.
No, I'm out.
No, I've already paid you, and it's
sick. I'll pay you back. No, I'll pay you back.
You can't back out.
I'm going to pay.
Watch this.
Watch this. Hey.
You can't pay him back.
You can't pay back. You can't accept a deal.
There's $27.50.
Okay, then pay me back. Pay me back.
Stop. Yeah, pay everybody back.
Yeah, you haven't done anything.
$27.50. You were like, that's as high as I'm going. I'm like, you're crazy.
That's how a negotiation works, and you sold yourself short, so now you learned a lesson. It's probably worth that amount of money.
Yeah, put this into your next deal.
Let's go to 100.
Nope. You accepted it. Burn it all.
Pay me back. What's your Venmo? Cancel. All right, here we go. Let me refund this.
Guys, tell Lunchbox that he accepted the deal. He said accept, and then he took the money.
Okay. Yeah, he does it all the time, though, where he's like, yes, but no, yes, no. So I think you have to do a Lunchbox that you've already agreed to.
No. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
He said he was only going to do $27.50. And so I thought, well, why? I mean, if you were going to do 100, just offer me 100.
No, that's not how it works.
Why nickel and dime me?
That's the top of the facts versus thoughts.
Why mess with my
mojo?
Because
I just saved a bunch of money now.
Yeah. You can do that with Geico also.
What? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen those. Okay. Yep.
Seen the commercial.
Anyway, the doll will be burned tomorrow.
No. Look.
Congratulations
Bobby,
on your have new
some,
amount of money.
No. Have some, like, compassion for my soul.
That is it.
Like,
Thank you.
I'll save you the 25. Just go to 100. Come on, man.
Dirk's Bentley Living.
Why? No. Don't do this. No, Dirk's. Time out, Dirk's. Dirk's. Ray, I didn't say hit the song.
Thank you, Bobby Bones Show. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Hey, let's go over and talk to Hannah, and she wants to talk about Lunchbox burning this haunted doll. Hannah, what are your thoughts?
So, I don't know if y'all have ever seen Supernatural, but in that show, if you burn something that's haunted, it disappears and nobody ever gets haunted anymore. So, Lunchbox would actually be doing everybody a favor if he burned the doll.
There you go.
So, you think I need more money?
Do it for free is what she's saying. It's a public service.
No.
You should donate the money to people who have been affected by hauntings.
Good idea.
Probably tax write-off.
I think you got him with that one. He loves a good tax write-off.
You got me.
Did you say tax write-off?
Hannah, thank you. I appreciate that. And he will factor that into tonight when he's burning the doll.
All right.
Have a good day. This is Thelma. And let's do one more call here. Thelma is on line 3 and in Virginia. Thelma, thank you.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing pretty good. What's up?
Morning.
Morning. I just want to let you know, after I heard y'all talking about the crime boy, I did some research on it. I Googled it, and the only thing they would show would be a picture. And the story behind it is that something caught on fire in the house, and the boy went before 4 years old, and his parents perished in the fire. And he walked around, and I'm not sure where he was from, if he was from Germany or where he was from, but nobody would adopt him because they thought he is the reason why the house caught on fire. So and he would walk around and cry because nobody would want him. And they showed pictures of our artist had did the crime boy to make money and sell it, and the pictures would not catch on fire.
So
the
pictures of the doll, the doll may not catch on fire if you try to burn it.
The doll may not catch on fire, so I just let Lunchbox know if he tries to burn the doll, it might not catch on fire. I mean, they had a video of a picture and it had a flame right beside, like a nonstop flame. The corner of the picture got black, but it never caught on fire.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, Lunchbox, this could help you make the news. If you try to burn a doll that doesn't burn...
House down?
Get your family out. But if it burns your house down, it's going to make the news.
What were you trying to do, sir? Get rid of these spirits? I mean, that looks like I'm a psychopath on the news.
But
what you want. You're on the news.
That's right. Hey, thank you. Thanks for researching that, Thelma. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good day.
Right, I mean, that's a thing. What is Lunchbox willing to do to make the news?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
A
well,
lot. We've now combined two segments into one. Okay, so tomorrow, the crying boy, Lunchbox is trying to burn it. And then if he does, then he'll bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah. Question. Have you thought about your final offer
no.
yet?
No.
That's my final offer. You accepted my final
you,
offer.
Come on.
I can't agree to a contract with this company. And after they sign it and I sign it, be like, I was thinking, guys, I'd like to up this a little bit. That's just. That's
I mean, it happens
business.
All the time
no,
in sports.
It doesn't. Not right away, it doesn't. Yeah, years later.
I'm if like LeBron if, James. I'm going to hold out.
If a year from now, that you decide you want to up it and have a talk, I'm able to talk about it with you.
But if a year from now,
all right, that'll do what it do. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code BONES. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. So Raymundo is our audio guy. He sits behind a glass wall, his hat backward, his gold chain on. And he runs all the levels. Like, it's, if you hear bones, he hit that button. If you hear a song start, he hit that button. Like, we really depend on him for being organized and being here early. But he has a really peculiar way of keeping a calendar. It's so, Ray, I'd like for you to tell our listeners how you stay organized and keep your personal calendar.
Well, I look at my calendar before the week starts and I memorize it. So, like, what I know I have to do. We have a work calendar, but that's not really my calendar. So I just look at it and memorize it, and I feel like if I can't memorize it, then I'm way too busy for myself.
So if you can't,
interesting.
If you can't remember everything that you're supposed to do, you're doing too much.
Yeah, and when there's times I forgot some stuff, yeah. I'm like, I must be overbooking myself for the week. I've been like a couple hours off of a hair appointment. I was like, dang it, I need to get better at remembering. But it, I mean, that's in like the last years. It's been one or two times, and I also missed an appointment. So. Been a couple things.
So what's like your limit on things in a week you can have scheduled?
Well, I have the show work, but appointments, never more than two.
Just a week?
So, a week?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. If it's a hair thing, if I got to do a meeting with somebody upper management, one or two a week.
So what do you have planned this week by memory?
Okay, so by memory, I know this weekend there's like some bourbon and bubbles thing on Saturday night. I got to be there at 4.
What are you doing there?
Hosting it. And trying
you
to
said hosting it.
Yeah, hosting it and trying to get people to buy tickets. I think that's why they put me on it.
Okay.
And then there's a friend's birthday that we're doing brunch that morning. So those are, for the week, that's my two things right now.
Oh,
last night was date night with Bae, so I already remembered that. That's over. Out of the memory. So there's now two other things that I have on the calendar. Don't write it down. It's just all by the dome.
Do you ever go back and check, though, what you looked at the very, very beginning of the week?
No.
Okay.
Once it's over, it's out of my memory.
Okay. Sounds like... it could be trouble. It sounds like you could just easily put it in your phone and just look at it.
The calendar thing is just, why would you give yourself another job? Okay, I need to put bullet points in the day. I don't know.
It is another job, but I'm a new calendar person, and it's been a game changer.
I'm just saying, all that time you spend memorizing it, you just write it down and then never have to memorize it.
Right.
But hey, if it works for you, good luck, man.
But it's his way of filtering whether or not he's busy.
He's too busy, yeah.
Middle of April, I got Garth concert. End of April, I got Chicago with the family. May, I think, is wide open.
Wide open. The whole month's wide open.
Yeah. Now he memorizes the month, and if he can't do it.
How's 2023 looking, just as a whole?
Kids.
Like, have them? You have them on the calendar?
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Is anybody else concerned that he has a brunch the same day he has a work event?
I don't get concerned about Ray. I don't know what's happening in his mind.
Because, like, he drinks in the morning, and then...
Oh, it's a drinky brunch?
Yeah, I'll only have one, though.
Okay.
Does Ray have any other kind of brunch?
Yeah, what other brunch is there?
We go to brunch. We don't drink.
Yeah, but ask Ray if he's ever been to brunch and not had a drink.
Well, let us know if you miss an appointment. I'm just curious about how this whole thing goes.
Been pretty good. I've had a pretty good streak going on. So
anything
right
on 2024? Anything happening there?
House, hopefully.
Buy house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
And
if he can't remember it, it means he has too much schedule for that year. All right, thanks, Ray, for sharing that with us. All right, Luke Combs doing this, Bobby Bones Show. Thank you, guys. Call us if you would like. 877-77-BOBBY.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Dublin, California. A 41-year-old woman was going to court for a stolen vehicle. She drives up to court, and they're like, man, let's run that license plate. She showed up in another stolen vehicle.
Oh. I guess that's hiding in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a car stealer, you can probably most times go to court in a stolen car and they won't check you because they don't think you're that dumb. But they must have known, too.
I don't think
they randomly checked her.
I don't know. They just said she showed up and they ran the license plate, stolen. So I don't know if they had a tip or they just saw her and were like, let's try it anyway.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I was watching this clip and it's a youth basketball game.
And the referees beep, blow the whistle, game's over. But they're so mad at the referee, a bunch of the kids jump him at the end in the gym. And there's people are recording it. He'd get 30 stitches.
No.
It was unbelievable. And so there are so many people, kids, teenagers, young adults that are coming at him. Then he has to like protect himself and he like squares up, but he can't take them all on.
Wow.
And they just beat him down.
That is terrible.
The referee who was kicked and punched in the face repeatedly following a Georgia youth basketball game needed 30 stitches to stop the bleeding. Mm-mm. But Kenneth Tarver, the founder of KB Sports, who helped put on the tournament, says the guy's doing better. It's all on video. It was recorded Sunday at the Love of the Game event at the Stronghold Christian Church, where several young players and other bystanders beat up a ref after the game was over.
I cannot believe that.
The game featured teams full of eighth graders, but he said he had no idea what caused the fight. I saw it, and my stomach was like, I want to feel bad for him, too. I don't want to be a referee.
Yeah, no. Refs have to just fear for
He didn't even make – you don't make money. I mean, you make like 15 bucks.
Right.
As we reported, cops are investigating the incident. It's from TMZ. Did you see it, Lunchbox?
Yeah. I mean, he tries to square up, and then they just keep coming. He gets knocked down, and he runs to the corner, and they're just getting him.
He doesn't even square up until he has to.
Right.
Right? Like, he doesn't
he's
go, like...
He's just kind of backing up.
He's like, guys, stop. Ooh. But it is... Oh. It's disgusting, and you hope they are... And people are just watching, too. Other people are just watching. Mm-hmm. So, it's a sad video. We'll put it up if you want to see it. Watch it, though, so you can also be disgusted and make sure if this happens, you will stop it.
Hey, just relax.
Yeah, everybody just take a breath.
It's a game.
It's an eighth grade basketball game. Yes, Amy,
it's eighth grade, so that just makes me think of professional sports. Do referees ever have to, like, have security if they make certain calls, like, from fans that are maybe lost a bunch of money because of them? Is that ever a thing? Has a ref ever died?
No.
Oh.
They have security, and they get in and out. They get off the court immediately.
They're out real fast.
Yeah, for that reason. Okay. But no. There have been no. It's just no. The answer is no.
No.
Yeah. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.